Welcome to this dual episode of the ClassX and Morse Code podcast. I'm your host, Shukri. I'm going to be looking at A Haunting in Venice, which I just saw last week with my brother. Great film. I use this as an opportunity to talk Poirot, Hercule Poirot, one of the great detectives out there. I would put him in my top three. As you know, I love the Lewis and Morse series. So I would put Lewis, Morris, and Poirot as my top three. And so I talk about the film, which is an adaptation of Halloween Party. So I read the book years ago, and I ended up watching the BBC version of A Haunting in Venice, and it was fun to compare and contrast. I do a compare and contrast at the end of this episode, just looking at where I think the Kenneth Branagh films could improve. But also, I look at, you know, what I love so much about the David Suchet character. I ended up going on this in a little bit of a deep dive, personally and on the podcast, into why David Suchet was so amazing as Poirot. Because he is, you know, and he was. I actually wish that he would go back and redo some of those old ones, because they are a little slow. And as the Poirot series on BBC move forward in the 2000s, the episode just became so much better. And so that's just a personal subjective opinion, but that's where I am at on that. So I just love the topic because he's such a fascinating character. And I think it's interesting, and I do this with Game of Thrones a little bit in the past, and a little bit with Endeavor as well, where how do you adapt the character? How do you take the character from the source material, and what do you choose to emphasize? I actually really appreciate the film that just came out, because A Haunting in Venice tried to do something different. And in my opinion, that's why it worked. Even though I don't like certain things, I did enjoy how far off they were from what I call the Poirot spectrum. And so that was a really interesting choice, and it made it work in my opinion. Now, again, it's kind of fun, and I recommend you do this, to watch both. Watch Halloween Party, which is probably one of the better BBC versions of Poirot, and then also watch the movie that just came out. And if you have enough time, read the book. I just started rereading the book, and I could see, you know, where they got certain ideas. And that's a fun little experiment if you have the time to do a bit of a deep dive. So thanks for listening to this episode of the ClassX podcast and Morse Code. If you like this episode, a lot of the ClassX podcast is focused on American culture, which at many times is global culture, you know, depending on the subject. With a film like this, I think there is a global nature to it. And so there is that. But also, I do think that, you know, Poirot is a universal character, starting out in England and carrying over into the United States and around the world. And so, like Inspector Morse and many of the great British detectives, these are universal global characters now, and that makes it even more interesting, even more fascinating. So to Americans, we live in like kind of an American-centric world, we don't really always realize that other countries, in this case England, has spread a lot of culture that we may think is American, but it's not, you know, it's coming from somewhere else. And that's really fascinating and really great, actually. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you can share it with a friend, and I'll see you after the music. Welcome to this dual ClassX and Morse Code podcast, where I'm focusing on a mystery, not a Morse mystery, but a Hercule Poirot mystery, and it's called A Haunting in Venice. And this is the new adaptation of Halloween Party, the famous Agatha Christie book / BBC film. I watched it with my brother a few weeks ago, and we watched it at night, which was perfect for this film because it's a suspense thriller sort of setting, and I think it's cool to watch those movies at nighttime. And so I had a blast checking it out, and I know he liked it too. It was a really nice approach to Hercule Poirot. I'm not really the biggest fan of the Kenneth Branagh style, but I think this one kind of worked, and I'm going to go into why on this episode. And it's funny because with Agatha Christie, I was actually introduced to her in high school, and once I started reading the novels, I got, deeper and deeper into them, specifically the Hercule Poirot character. I read some Miss Marple also, but I think like a lot of people, it just fits a need. And Poirot is a great detective if you want to look for, a detective who is likable, approachable, psychological. He has it all. And I just love him as a character. And I really enjoy the topics that come up with this very idiosyncratic kind of detective. And so I still remember, being introduced to him in that high school 12th grade class where my teacher was telling us that she had just read most of the Agatha Christie books over the summertime. And we were just, I still remember thinking, now that this must be an interesting writer if she's going to invest all of that time and energy into this author. And so I gave it a shot. The first book I read was At Bertram's Hotel, not a Poirot mystery, but very interesting, very good, and it hooked me. So with this film, the recent adaptation of Halloween Party, what you have is the typical Kenneth Branagh films, or film in this sense. There's three of them. I'm not really the biggest fan, as I've said before. And I think it's because I'm a bit of a stickler when it comes to adaptations from books that I've already read. Branagh's films, they're typically, I guess you could say it's a little over the top. It has that blockbuster vibe where Poirot is basically an action hero. And I may be off on this a little bit, but I get the vibe, especially from Murder on the Orient Express, which I saw about 5 years ago. While Branagh's a great actor, his interpretation of the character and of the stories in general, not my favorite. So I'm kind of accustomed to, as probably many of you are, accustomed to the David Suchet version of Poirot, which is very much inspired by the book. I mean, Suchet is Poirot. There's just no doubt about it. He embodies Poirot, the walk, the mannerisms, the overall personality of this great, memorable detective. David Suchet mastered it, right? There's no one who can match that. So I guess in some ways I can understand why anyone would want to change it up, because you can't do the book Poirot anymore since Suchet sort of mastered it. So I get that, but still, I still like the, I still prefer the BBC version. And by the way, and this kind of connects to the Endeavor podcast that I did a few weeks ago, maybe it was a few months ago. The reason why Suchet mastered Poirot, if you really understand it, because he studied Poirot a lot. He read the books, he took copious notes, meticulous notes. And I've seen this in interviews with Suchet. I've seen this in documentaries. I think there's one called Being Poirot, which is just a great documentary about the whole subject. So I find that approach appealing and just respectable. I just really respect that whole approach of sticking to the text and bringing it to life, yes, adapting it, yes, but really respecting the character from this beloved series. Now, I do want to talk about the film, A Haunting in Venice. Again, the adaptation from Halloween Party, because I actually did enjoy it. I really did. It's more of a suspense thriller, as I said before, and I think that's why I'm a little bit more forgiving from my normal Poirot standards. It's like they went so far off the Poirot spectrum that it was hard not to enjoy it, honestly. It's a very enjoyable film. If you want something that's going to be entertaining, this is a good film to watch. I recommend it for sure. And when I say they went off the spectrum, I mean they really went off of it. Branagh's Poirot, he did seem more like the original character from the book, or more like Suchet's version. So I wonder if he was studying the book material or the BBC shows, perhaps. But a lot of the tone, the theme, and big elements of the character were just off. I'll start with Miss Oliver, who is really portraying in this meta way Agatha Christie. She's a writer who's a mystery writer. She has a foreign, quote unquote, foreign detective. I think in the mystery series, it's a Dutch detective, kind of like Poirot being Belgian in a British world. And so Tina Fey is actually portraying Miss Oliver, and she does so in a fun way. I actually liked Tina Fey's version of Miss Oliver. I thought it was funny. But Tina Fey is always great. I'm a big fan of hers. I know some people don't like the Tina Fey portrayal, but I was okay with it. It was fine. And what I didn't like was what they did with Miss Oliver. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but they do make the character do things that the original Miss Oliver would never do. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, whoa, that's a huge shift. And I'm sure a lot of people were a little uncomfortable with that, especially if you're a book reader who wants the characters to stay consistent. And but that's not what they did. That's not what they chose. And I guess you gotta kind of have to deal with it, you know? So what another thing I liked was you have this world where we know Poirot is this controlled person. He always wants to have, he wants to use his little gray cells. He has his order and method. Poirot is a very controlled OCD person, but the world that they created, he couldn't do that. And that's something I actually liked about this. I enjoyed seeing Poirot try to take control of a chaotic environment, an environment that he wasn't really accustomed to. Because in the BBC series and in the books, Poirot is always in control. He's like the quarterback of the football team who, when there's 2 minutes left, he's going to drive the team down the field. Poirot is, sorry for the sports reference, but Poirot is very much in command. In this film, he was not. And I actually, like I said, I liked it because it was different and it really added to my enjoyment of the whole thing because it was such a fish out of water situation that I wasn't really expecting to see. So I enjoyed seeing Poirot sort of take control of that chaotic scene. And the ending was a bit abrupt, kind of just happened, which does happen in Agatha Christie mysteries sometimes, though. Even in the BBC versions, it's kind of like, okay, now he's talking to the group, right? And he's going to give his final analysis of what happened. But that was a little abrupt, so that's a little bit of a critique. But I did like the fish out of water element. I thought it was wonderful to watch. So now I want to get into some of my pet peeves. And I have one big one, actually. The big pet peeve for me, and this is very personal, you probably have your own. Maybe it was Miss Oliver. I read some people really, really despise the Miss Oliver portrayal. So that one didn't bother me as much. But I questioned the decision to make Poirot into an atheist. Poirot, he's an atheist in this film because of his experience in World War I, which as a history teacher, I thought it was fascinating because you basically have like a PTSD element here where I don't know if you've studied The Lost Generation, but that those are the people, the writers specifically, like your Hemingways, for example, or F. Scott Fitzgerald, who after World War I, they're writing about losing meaning because of the horror of World War I. And Poirot, portrayal of Poirot, it reminded me of that Lost Generation style, Lost Generation analysis, which is fascinating. And it would make actually it would make sense that Poirot would fit into that criteria, but it was different, and they made him atheist because of it. And here's my problem: Poirot is so Catholic, and it's such a big part of his character, and it's not like I need him to be Catholic. It's just that that's his character. And if you really understand him from the books, sure, there are times where he questions his beliefs, but he doesn't ever question it to that extent. And so that very confident, religious, moral compass that is Poirot, I think that they were missing that in this film because they were going for this vulnerability and an individual who they thought it would be fun to toy with the idea that, oh, he's losing it. He's losing his faith. This is kind of a modern Poirot analysis. There was, I think it was ABC Murders, Amazon Prime released it. They did something really similar where he was not feeling confident. And again, I was just thinking, this doesn't seem like the detective from the books, a little bit too off for me. And that's just my take. You know, I think that confidence and a certain level of certitude, that's the Poirot style. And I don't think you should take that away from the character. And that's a problem to me. You know, without it, he's not really the Belgian detective that everyone loves. So I actually ended up rewatching the BBC film. And the film is called Halloween Party because that's the original book. And I got to say, you should do this. It's a fun compare and contrast. If you love mysteries, this is one of the best of the David Suchet Poirot series. And I actually looked up the top 15, top 20 of the BBC series. And this one was ranked on some random list as number 3. And I'm not surprised because when I rewatched it, it was very entertaining. It was really, really good. Because, you know, some of these, I think they should actually redo because they're a little old and dated. And I would love it if Suchet would go back and just redo them. That would be awesome. And I think they would do a great job with it. But that's my own preference. And I'm sure a lot of you Poirot fans and Christie fans probably agree. But again, Halloween, the BBC version, really good. A couple of the things that I noticed in the BBC version that, to do a little compare contrast with the films that Branagh's doing, Poirot as celebrity. Immediately when you watch the films or when you open up the book because they're so similar, everyone knows Hercule Poirot. Everyone knows him. They respect him. They love him. They're intimidated by him. They're scared if they're a potential suspect. So his presence is so strong in those. Whereas in the film, not so much. You know, in the film, it's like, oh, he's this eccentric guy, kind of. Even his eccentricities are a little not matching the book. So there's something missing there when it comes to the celebrity of Poirot. There's also this theme in Halloween Party of Halloween, like this compare contrast of Halloween in England versus Belgium. And I guess you could say in a lot of other countries in general. And you could also say America too, because it seems like, at least, I don't really know, but as an American, the Halloween presented on the TV show looks a lot like the American Halloween. And by the way, this comparison is also mentioned in the book. Poirot, he kind of sees the British / American celebration as, I guess you could say, consumerist or lacking meaning. While the Belgian version is serious and reverential of deceased individuals. And so, you know, respecting the dead versus celebrating with candy and pumpkin pie, you know, it's a big difference. And I really enjoyed that analysis. And I'll get back to that a little bit later. But I thought that was a really fascinating way to approach the TV show. You also get the typical, and this is something, again, missing in the films, I think, the provincial detective who tends to be critical of this Belgian detective, you know, Poirot. So that's another thing that's missing. And the last point in this little compare contrast that I'm doing is there is something of when you watch the show, the village is the core of the show. So the village issues, it's kind of like it's more of a macro in how it deals with death and the crimes that are committed. It's this micro look at loss from the village perspective. While if you look at the movie, there is this macro perspective where it's, like I said before, big picture, lost generation, 1920s sort of analysis of things versus, oh, this village is going through the loss of these individuals. And I thought that was kind of fascinating to compare because the village micro versus the macro big picture is definitely a choice. And I wonder why they did that. You know, it's kind of fascinating, in my opinion. So I could add much more. To me, Poirot's ethics, his psychology, his sensitivity, that's all on full display in the BBC version. So, you know, check it out, I think. You know, maybe do your own compare and contrast and let me know what you think, whether it's the Morse code email or the Classics podcast. I think it's a fun one to kind of analyze and toy with, because the choices they make are interesting and it's very subjective. So if you like it, you like it. In this case, I actually liked both, but I liked them for different reasons. Personally, you know, I don't mind. I'm a little bit not on Poirot's side when it comes to Halloween. So I'm okay with the Halloween party style. I'm okay with the consumerism of it all. But I bring that up because it's really a big theme in the episode of the TV show. But to me, the critique is valid. So it's just fascinating, you know, it's to think about how we approach holidays, the Western style versus perhaps the more traditional way of dealing with things. I just think it's interesting. And like I said, I enjoyed both the film. I'm going back into the book. I've read the book many years ago, and I remember enjoying the book. I know it's not the most critically acclaimed of the books, but I like it. And I just think it was a good idea to go so far off the Poirot spectrum that it kind of made an individual like me. And like I said, I've talked about this with shows like Game of Thrones. It is hard to be a book reader and then watch the film. And by the way, in the new version of Halloween, I purchased it. You can get it on Amazon. The writer, I can't remember his name right now, but the writer of the film that just came out, he writes a nice like 3-4 page introduction where he acknowledges that first, he loves the fact that Agatha Christie fans have a problem with it, because in his opinion, that shows that they care. And I thought that was a really healthy approach to having as someone who's adapting from such a popular, revered source. And he also just kind of jokes about how he's destroying the script, basically. And I just liked, actually, when I read it, I liked him even more. And I thought that's a good approach to have when you're approaching sources in general. So it brings up a lot of topics. And to me, you know, it got me down this rabbit hole of watching David Suchet interviews on YouTube. There's a few that are really good to watch. And you just, you know, you respect him so much for how he's a great actor. He kind of reminds me of, he's like a British version of Tony Shalhoub to me. I get something similar out of both. You know, Shalhoub played Monk and he's a character actor. He plays many great characters. He's a phenomenal actor. David Suchet reminds me of that. And, you know, they're both playing kind of the foreign element in the society, which is what's fascinating about the Hercule Poirot character. He is this immigrant who's coming in and he's dealing with a lot of racism. He's dealing with a lot of ignorance, and he just stays above it all, and he has great character. And as Suchet says in one of the interviews, I think he cited his son-in-law for saying this, but what makes the Hercule Poirot character so lovable and admired is he is a moral compass. He's a moral compass for individuals. When they read the books, they know like there's justice in the world. And I think the great detectives, Morse is like this, Lewis is like this. It feels that way. And I think that's why we're attracted to them, to this genre specifically, because you know that, you know, they're on the side of good. And I really do think that the films could understand that a little bit better, because the Suchet character really does grasp that in a deep way. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Classics and Morse Code podcast. Again, I'm releasing it on both because of the genre, and I appreciate it. Please share it with a friend. Share the podcast with anyone who you knows who likes American culture, who likes the genre of the detective genre in general. Really appreciate it. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.